رمضان يردك لي والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان. أصوم نهارا وأذكر ربي في القرآن ليشفي قلبي. أقوم ليلا حتى الفجر أذكر الله أصلي وأدعي وأدعو الله أن يغفر لي وأدعو أن يتقبل عملي وأدعو ربي أن يدخلني جنة الخلد أنا وأحبابي. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان. أصوم نهارا وأذكر ربي في القرآن ليشفي قلبي. أقوم ليلا حتى الفجر أذكر الله أصلي وأدعي وأدعو الله أن يغفر لي وأدعو أن يتقبل عملي وأدعو ربي أن يدخلني جنة الخلد أنا وأحبابي. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان. أصوم نهارا وأذكر ربي في القرآن ليشفي قلبي. أقوم ليلا حتى الفجر أذكر الله أصلي وأدعي وأدعو الله أن يغفر لي وأدعو أن يتقبل عملي وأدعو ربي أن يدخلني جنة الخلد أنا وأحبابي. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام. مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان. أصوم نهارا وأذكر ربي في القرآن ليشفي قلبي. أقوم ليلا حتى الفجر أذكر الله أصلي وأدعي وأدعو الله أن يغفر لي وأدعو أن يتقبل عملي وأدعو ربي أن يدخلني جنة الخلد أنا وأحبابي. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران، مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام، مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران، مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان شهر الذكر والإحسان. أهلا وسهلا يا رمضان شهر الصدقة والإكرام، مرحبا بك رمضان رمضان.
الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم، اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين. All praise and thanks are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our knowledge of deen and give barakah in our time and give us the understanding of his deen. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone today? I was looking at your chat and I was so happy to read that some of you are already excited for welcoming Ramadan, to welcome the blessed guest that is Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this wonderful chance to fast this year also. Alhamdulillah. And the month of Ramadan is the month to collect good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance from the comfort of our homes this year. Alhamdulillah. And every Muslim needs good deeds, right? Since this is a month of blessings and this is a month of spiritual journey, and how we are going to earn those blessings, we are going to earn those blessings by praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah Almighty. And this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the chance to fast this year as well. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So while I'm talking, I would expect all of you to be ready. And how you're going to be ready? You're going to be ready with your notes. You're going to be ready with your pencils, with your colorful pencils or pens, whatever you like to write with. I'm sorry. And also intentions, right? We need to purify our intentions. Why am I sitting here today? I'm sitting here to please my Lord. I'm sitting here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Right? I'm not sitting here because I want to please my friend, or I want to say hi to my friend, or I'm here because of my friend, but I'm here above all to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Right? So I want all of you to write your full names, and please write present in front of your name so that I know who is with me today. And if you have your hands raised, I'm going to lower your hands because I have not asked your hands to be raised right now. Okay? Inshallah, I will be giving you a chance to raise your hands, but not right now. Inshallah. So please, if you have not done so, please write your name, your full name, and write present in front of your name. This shows me that you are ready to get started. Okay? Remember, so if you have not set your notebook or your pen or pencils with you, please go ahead and do that. And remember to make wudu. It's just a reminder. Because why? Because we are going to be getting started with our Quran session shortly. So if you have not done the wudu, you can go ahead and do wudu quickly, because we are going to be reading the words of our Lord, reading the words of our Creator, inshallah. Type 1, if you are going to be fasting, some of you will be fasting in the morning. Okay, this type 1, since I know that most of you, that people are from different time zones right now. Some of you have nighttime, some of you have evening, some of you have afternoon. So inshallah, the first day of Ramadan is going to be started tomorrow. So type 1, if you are going to be fasting, inshallah. Okay? And remember, the more the better. If you have been fasting for the half day in previous years, since you were small, and now you are 8 or maybe 8 and above, you can try fasting more than that, right? If you have fasted 6 hours before, now you can start fasting maybe 10 hours, maybe 8 hours, okay? So start from whatever you can tolerate, and inshallah, increase on that. Keep on increasing on that, okay? Inshallah. So far, I have only Muhammad Saad saying that he will be fasting. Is there anyone who, anyone of my friends who will be fasting? Please type 1 so that I know that how many of my wonderful friends are going to be fasting, inshallah. And remember, when you are fasting, please remember your classmates. Please remember your friends and your teachers, everyone in your diet. Okay, because the dua of fasting, the prayer of fasting is accepted in the morning, that is the suhoor time, and as well as at iftar time. These are the most special times when our du'as are accepted, and especially the du'as of a fasting person is accepted. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so let's get started with our Quran session. Okay, open your Qurans, please. And I want you to be ready with your pencils and with your notebooks beside you. And also, what else we need to do? We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the enemy. And who is our enemy? Shaytan is our enemy. And what do we need to say? We need to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Okay, let's say one more time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with Allah from Shaytan, the cursed one. Okay, we don't want Shaytan to deviate us from the purpose. And what is our purpose right now? Our purpose is to understand the words of Allah, inshallah. Moving on is Tasmiyah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, let's say it together one more time. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mercy is shown when we are given the chance to understand His words, inshallah. So let's review our Surah Al-Kafirun. Okay, the word Kafirun. What does the word Kafirun mean? Before getting started, I want all of you to write it down in the chat. What does the word Kafirun mean? Okay, in order to understand the surah, we need to know what does the title of the surah mean. Very good. It means disbelievers. Very good. Yes, it means the disbelievers. Since this surah tells us about the attitude of the disbelievers or what they used to believe. So, inshallah, we are going to be starting with the very first verse. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون قل say يا أيها of you الكافرون the disbelievers. And who needs to say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to disbelievers. And what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to say to disbelievers is mentioned in the second verse, in the second ayah. It says, "La a'budu ma ta'budun." La, I do not a'budu, worship, ma, what, ta'budun, you worship, meaning I do not worship that which you worship. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam worship only one God, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the disbelievers, they worshipped whom? They worshipped the idols. Okay? Verse number 3. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَا and لَا not وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَا and لَا not أَنْتُمْ you عَابِدُونَ worship ma that abud I worship. You do not worship that which I worship. Meaning those disbelievers did not worship or they did not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's verse, inshallah, we are going to be learning is وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَا and لَا not أَنَا I عَابِدٌ shall worship مَا what عَبَدْتُمْ you worship. And I shall not worship that which you are worshipping. And keep in mind that Prophet ﷺ is talking to disbelievers that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is not going to worship the idols, and he is not going to serve the idols or the false believers and the superstitions to what they were attached to. And by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not invent a new way to worship, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spread Islam, to make people and to spread the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of the deen, by making the point very clear to them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted them to understand that he is not going to leave what he is worshipping, and he is not going to compromise on what is being worshipped, on his beliefs in any manner, on any time. So this verse tells us that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very strong believer. And inshallah, we, by believing in Quran and following the sunnah, inshallah, we can be firm believers as well, inshallah. And the verse after that is going to be the similar verse that we have read in verse number 3. Let's read it together this time. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. And لَا not أَنْتُمْ you عَابِدُونَ worship مَا that أَعْبُدُ I worship. You do not worship that which I worship. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding them again that you do not worship that I worship. By repeating it, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding the idol worshippers that they cannot see the truth, because they are too much involved in serving their idols. And their worshipping is not the same as worshipping one and only Allah. Do you think the one who worships one and only Allah and the one who worships other idols is the same? Do you think those people are the same? No. Very good, Hania. Yes, Tahmina. Very good. Yes, Zuhair. Very good. Yes, they are not the same. They are never the same, right? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this so that they know that it's not going to be the same. Our worship is not going to be the same. So you have noticed that verse number 5 is identical to verse number 3. Let's move on to the last verse. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. لَكُمْ for you, دِينُكُمْ be your religion, wa and لِيَ for me, دِين is my religion. For you, be your religion, and for me, my religion. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's religion was Islam. And due to such differences in the matter of faith, no one was interested in following each other's religion. And at this point, it was important to make it clear that Islam is the separate religion from what those people were believing in. And this is also to make clear that religion, Islam, and I'm talking specifically about Islam, that Islam cannot be taught by force. Islam cannot be taught by force. We cannot force anyone to enter Islam. It is the will, it is the wish of a person to go on a straight path that enters Islam. And as a Muslim, we should not give up our faith. Why? Because Islam is a way of life. Islam is the guideline of our life. And the path of an idol worshipper is very different from what Muslims believe in, right? And these two paths cannot go together. If a person wants to enter Islam, that person should believe in the oneness of Allah. That person should believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. Right? That person should not associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person should not be an idol worshipper. And remember, if a person says that he is worshipping idols and he also believes in one Allah, that person is not a Muslim. A person is a Muslim if he or she submits to the will of Allah, thinking that Allah is the only one, okay, and not associating anyone with Allah. And by making things clear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the last verse saying that for you be your religion and for me be my religion. That is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to the disbelievers that you go on your path and I would go on my path. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's path is Islam. What do you think? What is our path? What is our way of life? Yes, very good, mashallah. Our path is Islam. Our way of life is Islam. Inshallah, inshallah. And we should stick to our path. We should stick to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, to Islam, inshallah. Okay, so let's go back and review the surah one more time, and inshallah, we are going to be revising the translation as well. Okay, this time I want all of you to say it with me. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to the disbelievers. Verse 2 لا أعبد ما تعبدون I do not worship that which you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. You do not worship that which I worship. ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم and I shall not worship that which you are worshipping ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد You do not worship that which I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ For you be your religion and for me my religion and that is Islam. So this was a beautiful surah, Surah Al-Kafirun. I'm just going to lower your hands and let's give chance to few students who can go ahead and say the verses from one. So I want each of you to say only one verse this time, okay? So one verse with the translation. Uzma Sheikh.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the disbelievers, kafirun.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Jazakallahu khairan kathira. Allahumma zid fazid. Farzan, verse 2, please. Yes, Farzan, go ahead.
La a'budu ma ta'budun. I do not worship that which you worship.
Yes, very good, mashallah, jazakallahu khairan. Very good. Arsalan. Verse number 3, Arsalan.
Worship.
Arsalan, can you please say it again?
Wala antum abiduna.
Ma.
Ma.
A'bud. Okay. Arsalan, I cannot hear you more. Okay, I think your mic had dropped. Okay, Ismail, can you say verse number 3 again, please? Ismail Sheikh.
Wala ankum abidun ma abud. You do not worship that which I worship.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Very good, Hadia. Verse number 4, please. Yes, Hadia, verse number 4, please.
Wala anta wala ana abidum ma abadum. And I shall not worship that which you are worshipping.
Very good, mashallah. Very good. Mashallah. Let's move on to the next question. Umayma?
Yes. Antum abiduna ma abud. You do not worship that which I worship.
Yes, mashallah. Very good. Jazakallahu khairan kathira. Beautiful. Okay, let's see who else is with us. Simra. Last word, Simra.
Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. For you, be your religion, and for me, my religion.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Beautiful, beautiful. And I expect all of you to memorize the translation and say the surah in your salah. And remember, whatever deed we do in Ramadan, it's going to be rewarded manifold. And inshallah, when you are reciting with the meaning, it's going to help you to follow what is in the meaning. Inshallah, it's going to make you a firm believer. It's going to increase your iman. It's going to make you a strong believer. And inshallah, I want you to not to forget the translation of the previous surahs as well, especially Surah Al-Fatiha that we shall be reciting and we are already reciting in our salahs. Okay, so maintain your salas in Ramadan, and while reciting the surahs, please go through the meanings as well. And please do not forget, because if you keep on reviewing the meanings, it's going to be refreshed in your mind. But if you just leave it and not go back and revise those meanings, you're going to forget it, and we don't want to forget it, okay? Inshallah. So I want you to be ready for our exciting session. Our teacher Fatima is here, our sister Fatima is here. So inshallah, I will be meeting you in a few minutes. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear kids Ramadan Kareem to all Ramadan Mubarak Alhamdulillah we are here with our beautiful month Ramadan So yes, inshallah, we will all fast from tomorrow. Inshallah, barakallahu feekum. So many are saying gonna fast. Inshallah, Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed that we are having beautiful month. Last time we have done that. It's the month of Quran. And today, inshallah, we will learn about how the month of Ramadan is the month of fasting. Inshallah. Ramadan. Is the month of fasting. Beautiful month. We will fast from tomorrow. Ramadan help us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I need all of you to be attentive in class and listen what I'm saying carefully and properly so that we don't miss each and every point. Fasting is the fourth pillar of Islam. It is also called as Sawm. In Arabic, we used to call as it Sawm. Okay, you can learn this name. It is called as Sawm. In English, we can say it is as fasting. Fasting, what is fasting? Fasting is not to eat or drink anything from Fajr till Maghrib. Okay, what is the fasting? Fasting is not to eat or drink anything from Fajr till Maghrib. Like we have to eat a meal before Fajr and we have to eat a meal right at the time of Maghrib. So now let's see what we have to do. We have to wake up very early in the morning before Fajr and then we will take a whole meal which is called as Suhoor. Okay, eating a meal before Fajr is called as Suhoor. And Suhoor is full of blessings. It's a time we can make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said about it, that eat Suhoor because there is blessing in Suhoor. Suhoor is just like that. We are charging our batteries for the rest of the day. Because whole day we will not eat anything. So at the time of Suhoor, we have to eat a very healthy, a whole meal. So that we do not feel hungry or less energetic for the rest of the day. Okay, so suhoor, taking suhoor is must for fasting. After that, we will do our Fajr prayers and all the prayers all the day. And right at the time of Maghrib, we will open our fast. We were taking a whole meal at the time of Maghrib, which is called as iftar. Our moms making yummy, delicious foods for all of us. We are also helping. I know you are very genius and very helping. You are little helpers of your mom. So we are helping our mamas at the time of iftar and suhoor. And our mothers making yummy food for us, which is called as iftar. And what our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about it, that we have to open our fast very quickly. Like we do not delay. You listen to the sound of Adhan and you say, no, I'm praying. I will open after that. No, right after listening to Adhan, we have to open our fast. Why? Because our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved among my servants are those who are quickest to break the fast. Okay, so be quick in breaking the fast. We can break the fast with the, do you know what thing we can use to open up the fast? Anyone of you can tell me? It's a date. According to the Sunnah, we can open our fast with the date. Okay, so what we have learned so far, meal before Fajr is called as Suhoor, and taking a meal right after Maghrib is called as Iftar. So Alhamdulillah, we have done two things. One question coming in my mind, that is fasting related to only stomach? Fasting is only with the stomach? No, it's not like that. We are fasting with all our body parts, with all our five senses, you know it? With our eyes, nose, ears, hands, tongue, brain, and heart. How? Let's see. With the eyes, how we can do fasting? We will not see any bad movies, any bad cartoons, any bad picture and games all the time. We will read Quran. We can listen or read something Islamic that can help us to stay connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With our nose, definitely we will not spend anything bad or anything that can provoke our hunger, like we are fasting and we are smelling the delicious food so that the shaitan whisper in our ear and we break our fast. We will not do like that. For ears, we will not hear anything bad or any music, anything that is haram for us. With our tongue, we will not say anything bad. Definitely, we will not put food in our mouth. We will not taste anything while we are fasting. But with it also, we will not say anything bad. We will not shout. We will not growl. We will not do the fighting. Anything that is the bad behavior, we will not do, inshallah. With our hands, how we can do the fasting, we will not push or hit anyone, not even our sibling. Not the younger one, all the eldest one. With mom, dad, with all family, we have to be very nice and very kind. How we can do fasting with our brain and heart. All of the thoughts in our mind should be clean and pure. No negative thoughts, no hatred, no negative thing coming to our brain or heart. We should be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will think positive. We will feel positive also while we are fasting. Okay, inshallah. Now, next thing is there. We understood what is fasting and how to do the fasting. Alhamdulillah. Now, why we have to do the fasting? What is the reason of fasting? Why? Because Allah commanded us in Surah Al-Baqarah in Quran. There is a surah named Baqarah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh, you believe, observing a sawm," as I told you, the fasting is called as sawm, "is prescribed for you." Like it's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us a lot. So He wants to make us more good. He wants to give us more reward. That's why He commanded us to do the fasting. So first reason is there. Why we have to fast? Because it's the command of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told us in Quran to observe the fasting. It is must for us. I know you are small. You can try practicing the fast for like a part of a day. Just take the suhoor and prolong it as much as you can bear. It's okay for the small kids. Just taking the suhoor is enough. When you will grow up, then you'll be big enough so that you can bear all the day. You can do the fasting for the rest of the day. Okay, inshallah. So just try practicing it. The next thing of doing fasting, like why we are fasting is, which is very important, fasting increase our taqwa. Now let's see what is taqwa. Taqwa is the fearing of Allah. We know that Allah is watching us. We know that even nobody is around us, we will not eat, we will not drink anything, we will not say anything bad, we will not even think bad. Why? Because we are having taqwa, we are having fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. due to which we are fasting, and fasting will increase our taqwa, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, we have understand what is fasting, how to do the fasting, and the reason of fasting, which is to increase our taqwa and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Learning all of these things, we must have to make a checklist for all of us, inshallah, what we will do when we meet up tomorrow. Oh, I just forget to tell you about the reward of fasting. When we'll do fasting, definitely we will reward it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lots and a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this deed more than anyone else. It is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all the deeds of people are for them. Like if we are praying, if we are making dua, it's only for us. But the fasting is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward of it. It's a protection shield which protects us from the hellfire. And all our sins, like if I'm making a mistake, if I am fasting, it will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how beautiful package is it? It will protect us from the hellfire. It will remove all my mistakes. It will be very beloved in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am making the fast, I will get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I am doing fast. So many things. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we are doing fasting. So inshallah, we have to make a checklist for tomorrow, definitely. Since tomorrow we will do the fasting. What is in the checklist? Let's see. First of very important thing is practice the fasting. Just do try it. Get up early in the morning, help your mom in the sahur time, and do practice the fasting. Help your family. Help in the house chores with your mom in the morning, in the evening also, in the afternoon also, because so many work offloads your mom has, so you must have to help your mother, also your dad and all of the siblings. Praise Allah. Okay, just do try practicing it with your mom and dad. If you do not learn all of it, it's okay, just a little bit, just try to do the actions. Praise Allah. I have to watch my manners also. I will not say any rubbish thing. I will not shout. I will be very kind, very humble to all everyone around me. This is the fifth point. Remember Allah. Ramadan is a beautiful month. Each and every minute is a blessing. We have to remember Allah. We have to make lots of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this beautiful month, and He has given the ability to do the fasting. And the last thing, increase my taqwa. I have to increase my taqwa. How I will increase? By remembering Allah, by doing fasting, by doing lots of dua, by showing the good manners, inshallah. So lots of things we have learned today. Inshallah, we will work on it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dears. Inshallah, I will meet you next week when we will all do fasting, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm leaving the mic for
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan wa ahsan jazak. Such a beautiful reminder. And alhamdulillah, lots and lots of tips for us to earn hasanat. Alhamdulillah. I was thinking, how much do we prepare for a guest that we have not seen for a long time? So Ramadan is also like a guest for us, right? So after 11 months, we will be meeting this guest. So let's welcome Ramadan with all good intentions and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how patiently we were waiting for this month and try to fast. Just like your teacher said, that there are lots and lots of benefits and lots of rewards of fasting. One of the benefits is that it builds immunity. And especially the virus that is going on, we need a strong immunity against that virus. And fasting helps building that immunity. Isn't that amazing that when we fast, that immunity, that strong body is going to be built in us? And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to build that immunity in our bodies. And inshallah, we are going to benefit from fasting. So, moving on to our next session is the pillars of Islam. Alhamdulillah, pillars of Islam. Before moving on to pillars, what is Islam? Islam is the submission to the commands of Allah, to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is deserved to be praised and worshipped. And we need to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And when we talk about the pillars, do you think, if you're looking at the screen, do you think if one of the pillar or two pillars just go away from here, do you think, is this going to be a complete thing? Do you think the structure of the building stays if one of the pillar breaks down? No. The structure is going to fall down, or it's just going to move a little bit, or it's going to be a thing like it's going to fall anytime, right? Similarly, the pillars of Islam are very, very important. We cannot say that I believe in one pillar and not the other. And in order to be a complete Muslim, in order to show true submission, we need to show that we need to believe in all the pillars of Islam. And you might be thinking that we were learning about the religion, we were learning about the pillars of Iman, now we are learning about the pillars of Islam. So what's the difference, right? So the main difference I would ask you to keep in mind, that the pillars of Islam is the work that we do, the action that we do, right? And in a moment I will let you know that what are those things that we do, whereas the pillars of Iman is something that we believe in, right? And we believe in with our heart and mind, and no one can know it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where our actions are seen by other people. Our parents can see those actions, people living with us can see those actions, non-Muslims can see those actions. And what are those pillars? Fatima, can you help me in remembering what are the pillars of Islam?
Oh, that is easy. The pillars of Islam are Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, and Hajj.
Oh, Jazakallah khair. Kathira, mashallah. Is that easy to remember? Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakah, Hajj. And easy way to remember the pillars of Islam, if you can remember the very first letter of each pillar. Shahada starts with S, Salah starts with S, Saum starts with S, Zakah starts with Z or Z, and Hajj starts with H. So you can remember SSSZH. Okay, it would be easy for you to remember that these pillars of Islam, if I do not practice, let's say I do not pray, do you think, will I be a complete Muslim? No, I will not be a complete Muslim. And if I'm the age of that I should be fasting, if I say, oh, I cannot fast, it's too hot, I should not be fasting, or I have lots of homework to do. So leaving one of the pillars of Islam is going to shake my Iman as well. It's going to shake my faith as well. So Psalm is the fasting, and we are entering the month of fasting. That is also one of the pillars of Islam. Today we are going to be focusing on Shahada. What is Shahada? Shahada is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Meaning, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that complete belief in one true God, we need to show that through our actions. Right, my friends? We need to show that we truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a non-Muslim wants to enter Islam, they need to say the Shahada first. They need to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammada Rasulullah. And Shahada is the first duty of a Muslim. A person, just like I said, the non-person wants to enter Islam, they need to recite and believe in Shahada. What are we doing when we are saying Shahada? We declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our maker and He is our Lord. He has made us and He has given us everything that we possess. It's not our personal stuff. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And by also saying a shahada that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, we say that he is our model leader who showed us the right path. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the role model for all of us. He is our biggest teacher and he is the last of all messengers. So we show with our actions that we believe in Shahada. And what is Shahada? Shahada is one of the pillars, one of the pillars of Islam. Let's see who can say the Shahada. I'm just going to lower the hand. And okay, Saad Abdul, can you? Very good, mashallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan. Mashallah. So remember, this is something that we need to remind ourselves, that Shahada is the testimony of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, do you want to listen a quick poem so that you can remember that there is no one like Allah? Okay, let's listen it.
Oh Allah, there is no one like you. Oh Allah, there is no one like you. Oh Allah, there is no one like you. You are the Rabb, you are the Khaliq, you are the one, you are the Malik. Oh Allah, there is no one like you. Oh Allah, there is no one like you. Oh Allah, there is no one like you.
Right? So we need to remember that there is no one like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since He is our Rabb, He is our Khaliq, there is no one like Him. No one can create what He has created. And that is what we declare in front of anyone. For being a Muslim, that is the crucial part. Right? Alhamdulillah. Let's see who can say the translation. Ahil, can you say the translation of Shahada? I feel like Ahil just put his hand down. And Muzaina, can you say the translation of Shahada? Yes, Ms. Zainab? Please go ahead and say the translation of Shahada.
So it means Allah is the only God and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet.
Yes, very good, mashallah. That is the testimony that Allah is the only God and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and that is our first duty to not only believe but also act accordingly. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So I really appreciate your patience and I really appreciate all of you that how dedicated you are. And inshallah, we are moving to our last session that's going to be also including a story. So I want all of you to be ready for that. And if you have not taken a break, I want you to stand up quickly. Let's stand up and stretch our hands, touch high up, okay? And then let's go down, touch our toes. Let's sit back on our chair. A quick break, alhamdulillah. Okay, so let's move on to our manners session. Let's see what is there for us to learn. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everyone today? الحمد لله. I hope you're all doing well and that you're all excited for Ramadan, inshallah. So in this session, we'll be talking about manners. And as I said last class, a good Muslim has good manners and a Muslim is known by his or her manners. Now, can anyone guess which manner we'll be talking about today? Any guesses about which manner we'll be talking about? We'll be talking about patience. Now, patience is a very important virtue for Muslims. Patience is the ability to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So patience is basically that if somebody is trying to make you mad, or if somebody is trying to get you in trouble, or if somebody is taking a long time, that instead of getting really, really angry at them and getting mad and yelling and throwing a tantrum, instead, you are patient and you remain calm and you think clearly. Because sometimes when we're not patient and we get really, really, really angry, we do really bad things. We get really angry and we yell and we throw things. And that is something that a Muslim should not do. A Muslim should be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are patient. And when you are patient, it means that you trust. That you trust that God will make everything okay. Now, why should we have patience? We should have patience because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do, and because everything happens at its own time. So us getting angry or getting upset won't make the issue solve itself. Everything will happen at its own time. And part of being a believer is believing in the unknown. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything. And He has command over it all. We can change our destiny through prayer, but we need to believe that what will happen. And no one can stop it. So we have to be patient. And you get something better when you have waited for something better. So when you're calm and you're patient, you get a reward. And we all want rewards, right? So here are some examples of when you should be patient. The example is, so you know Ramadan is coming up. So maybe we're waiting for a spot and we're hungry, but we're not going to complain continuously. You have to be patient and wait till a spot patiently. Another example is in the current situation, when you have to stay at home because of the coronavirus, you have to be calm at home and not get angry that you have to stay at home. You have to be patient. And with this class, an example is that to show patience, that you wait calmly to get the mic. So you wait patiently for your turn, you let the people before you go, and you wait for your turn. And this can also go for any time that you're standing in a line and you're waiting for something and you wait patiently instead of getting mad at everybody around you and yelling at them to hurry up. You can also show patience when you are hungry and the food is not ready. Or if you have your favorite game and your sibling takes it away from you. You have to be patient at that time. And if you are patient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, inshallah, reward you. In Surah An-Nahl, verse 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if you endure patiently, truly it is better for those who are patient. So this ayah tells us that whoever is patient, they will be rewarded. Maybe not in this world, but inshallah, they will be rewarded in the akhirah. And in another verse, in Surah Al-Imran, verse 146, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah loves the patient. We all want to be loved by Allah, right? So we must try and try our best to be patient. In a hadith, so Ibn Abbas narrated that the Prophet said to Ashaj, and Ashaj was a leader of the tribe of Abdul Qais, and he said to him, you possess two qualities that are pleasing to Allah. Forbearance, which means patience and not being overcome by anger, and the ability to not act in haste. So from this, we can tell that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it when His servants are patient and they don't let their emotion and their anger overcome them. And they don't let their emotions and their anger control them. They control their anger and they think clearly. And finally, Aisha radiallahu anha narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most hated person in the sight of Allah is the most quarrelsome person. So this means that whoever fights a lot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates him. Oh no! When you are not patient, you want to fight with others. So we should all try and be patient and control our emotions so that we do not fight with others. Now, for the best part, for our short story. So I have a short story about patience that I am going to share with all of you. So this story is called Being Patient. So there was a huge lineup in the store because people are waiting for books. And a woman, she pushed herself into the middle of the line to pay for the books instead of standing at the end. So instead of standing at the end of the line, she pushed her way up to the front of the line. And the line, it was very, very crowded because it was an international book fair. Now there was a girl there and her name was Seher. And Seher said to her mother, I cannot believe this. How can anyone be so impatient and rude? I will tell her that this is rude and ask her to stand at the end of the line. Seher was really, really irritated. She was angry that the woman had done this. Her mother told Seher, Seher, be patient. A Muslim is always patient. If you go and argue with her, this will only start a fight. One should avoid quarreling and fighting at any cost with anyone. A Muslim should not fight with anyone because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who fight. Seher's mother continued, maybe the woman is in a hurry because of some emergency she has. We have time, so we can wait 5 minutes more. We can forgive her, can't we? Seher's mother asked her. Now I have a question for all of you before I tell you what happens next. What if you were at the fair and a woman came up and she cut in front of the queue and pushed everyone out of her way? What would you say to a woman who pushed into the queue at the book fair? Any ideas? What would you say to her? You can type it in the chat. Would you be really mad at her? Or would you talk to her nicely? What would you do? So Tahmia says she would tell her to go to the back of the line politely. Mustafa says that you would talk to her nicely. Oh, Mayma says she would leave the book fair with anger. Okay. So let's see what happens. What does Seher do? So after listening to her mother, Seher got quiet. And she did not say anything to her. And she stood patiently in the queue. So Seher realized that, oh, maybe that lady wasn't patient, but I should be patient. And I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I will be patient and wait in line. And he felt a bit bad because she had been a bit impatient. So on their way back home, Seher's mother explained to Seher that to act calm and to act in a composed and peaceful way is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas when you act in anger or through impatience, you are following shaytan. And we do not want to follow shaytan. Seher thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding her and not letting her follow in the footsteps of shaytan, who is the enemy of all mankind. The end. So from this story, we can learn that we should always try to be patient. And even if others are trying to make us angry, or if others are being impatient, we should be patient, because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, there's a few questions, and I want you to write the answers in the chat box, okay? So the first question is, do you try to be patient with others? So if someone is trying to get you angry, or if someone is taking a long time, do you try to be patient? Alhamdulillah, a lot of you are saying yes. Now, there's another question. Do you avoid fighting? Because sometimes, when we're not being patient, we want to fight others. So do you control yourself and try to avoid fighting? I see a lot of yeses. And some of you are saying sometimes. And it's good that you're being honest. So inshallah, we should all try to avoid fighting. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who fight others. Okay. The third question is, what are some special things that you can do to be polite? So, to be polite, what is something that you can do to others? You can talk nicely. Rania says that you can be patient. Fatima says that you can share. Zoha says to be calm. Hamza says to say please and thank you. Muzaina says to help them. Yes, so these are all things that we as Muslims can do to be polite. Now, a question like this is, what are some rude things that you should not do? So we talked about some things that you can do to be polite. And now, what are some things that you should not do that are rude? So Zoha says we shouldn't yell, shout, or scream. A lot of people are saying that we shouldn't fight. Yes. Simra says that we should not hit others. We should not be impatient. Yes, so we should all not do these rude things. Because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't want to earn sins. So inshallah, starting today, we should always try to be patient, especially in Ramadan, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can all of you do this? Can everyone try and be patient, inshallah, starting today? Inshallah. So this is the end of the session. I hope you all try to be patient and have a wonderful Ramadan. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. That was awesome. That was a beautiful lesson for all of us to be patient. And while I was listening to the story, I was also looking at the chat and I was also reading the comments. Some of you are really, really following the instructions and doing what you're asked to do and what you're instructed to do, whereas there are few, I would say 3-4 people who are not listening and they are trying to write something that is not polite, right? So right now we are learning to be polite. We are learning to be patient. And if we are using some words, if we are using comments that is going to be really, really hurtful for others, do you think that's polite? No, that's not polite at all. So let's be polite, let's be patient, and let us give chance to others. And you know what? Usually when I go out, not nowadays, but when I used to go for groceries, I allowed, if I saw there is a person with less stuff, maybe one or two items in their hand, I would allow them to go to the counter if they are standing behind me, because if I had lots of things and I know that I'm going to take more time, then I would allow them to go in front of me. And that way I'm also earning hasanat. That way I'm earning good deeds by allowing other people to go in front of me. If I'm not getting a chance to talk somewhere, that means I'm giving a chance to others, and at the same time I'm being patient. I'm not saying that I did not get the turn, or I did not get this, or I did not get that. That is all about complaining. We are trying our best to give chance to all of the students, but if any of the students does not get chance, that means patience is the key. They need to be patient and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody is going to get the chance. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing, then inshallah, everybody is going to get the chance during this class. Right? So we are preparing for ourselves for the best month of the year. And what is that best month? That best month is Ramadan, a beautiful guest, a very special and pretty guest. And this is the month of not sleeping all day. No, no, no. We are not going to be sleeping all day because we are fasting. No, that's not going to be the thing. We are going to collect lots and lots of good deeds. Since this is going to be the month that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to shower his lots and lots of blessings. So let's collect all those blessings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think of this month as a spiritual journey, a month of kindness, a month of patience, a month of politeness. Okay, my wonderful friends, and think that when you fast, you will enter the doors of Jannah. And do you know what door of Jannah the fasting people enter from? Do you know what is that door named? Do you know the name of that door that the people are who fast, they enter with that door? Rayan, very good, mashallah, Sudeim, mashallah. Rayan said, yes, Sudeim said Rayan, and Hania said Rayan, Muhammad, right, and I have Uzma. I have Muntaha, Muhammad Musab, Yusra, Rania, Umayma, Afshin, mashallah. Lots of you know that people who fast with sincere intention, they will enter through the door of Rayyan. And that is one of the doors of Jannah, inshallah. So let's make it this Ramadan. Let's move on towards the homework. What is our homework? Our homework is going to be to learn the translation of Surah Al-Kafirun. Thus, we need to remind ourselves of dua of leaving the home. When we exit the home, we need to say the dua. And let's practice patience in Ramadan by not complaining, by not saying, I don't like this, please make something else from me. Or by asking how many hours are left if you are fasting and asking your parents again and again, I'm tired of fasting, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. No, not complaining, because you want to earn all the deeds and all the good things, the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Okay, inshallah. And Jazakumullah Khairan Kathira for being active participants, for showing so much patience. Okay, and we are going to show more patience in our upcoming classes, inshallah. I'm going to say the dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. O Allah, accept from us. You indeed are the all-hearing and all-knowing. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive any shortcomings that might have been done in this class. And if you have any questions, if you have any suggestions, if you need to clarify something, you're most welcome to email at kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. You can see the email at your screen. I'm going to repeat. If you have any questions, if you have any suggestions or any concerns, please email at kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. So next class is going to be in Ramadan, and I would expect most of you would be fasting, inshallah, by the will of Allah. So take lots of care and share the messages and lessons that you have learned with your parents and say them thank you. First of all, say alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are finished with our 8th session of this class, and we will be meeting on Monday inshallah. Once again, jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak to all of you.
أهلاً وسهلاً يا رمضان شهر التوبة والغفران.